Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are on vacation. They needed to get away from all the hustle and bustle of trying to take over the world and go to a nice, hot, stinky beach. While Dr. Stinky Breath was enjoying a nap on his sweaty, sticky chair, one of the Purple Ninjas was hard at work.
Hey, can you help me lay down one of these beach blankets?
Steve, I'm busy. I can't help you right now.
But this wind keeps blowing it around and I'm about to,
whoa! Lose it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on a special project that I can't talk about right now.
Oh, really? Can I help you? What are you reading there? Is that a book?
No, Steve, I don't want you to mess this up. Wait a second. Actually, yes. Could you collect as much driftwood on the beach as you can? I can use your help in making a raft.
Oh, wow. A raft? Oh, that sounds so cool. What's it for? Can we use it to go out into the water and go fishing?
No, Steve, it's for taking over the world, not fishing. Ugh. Don't worry about what it's for. Just go get me the driftwood.
Dokie dokie.
Meanwhile, it was halftime at Jaden and Ava's playoff soccer game. The score was tied and everyone was running over to the sidelines to get some water.
Wow, Ava, those saves you made were insane.
Aw, thanks, Jaden.
I can't believe it's still tied up. That team is huge. Hey, Ava, do you happen to have another one of those wet towels? It's so hot today.
Yeah, my mom always brings two. Here, have this one.
Oh, thanks, Ava. Your mom is the best. Wow. I feel so much better.
Do you have any idea how these things work? Like, why does a wet towel cool me off so fast?
Well, you know I don't like passing up the chance to talk about science, but I think the ref is about to blow the whistle. We gotta get back out on the field.
Yikes! You're right, Ava!
Come on, let's do this!
As their team took the field, the crowd cheered as the second half was now underway. But under this same hot sun, but very far away, those sneaky purple ninjas were still hard at work.
Purple ninjas! Purple ninjas, where have you gone? Why do I waste my time on these nincompoops?
Boss! Boss! We're coming! We're over here!
As the purple ninjas came running, Dr. Stinky Breath rolled his eyes.
What do you think you and Steve are doing with all those logs? Please don't ruin our vacation.
Not quite ready to tell you yet. It's a surprise! But is there something you needed?
Well, I wanted more of my stinky juice. But what do you mean surprise? I don't like surprises. It's not even my birthday.
I was reading this book about hurricanes and it gave me an idea that I wanted to try.
Hurricane book? Well, let me see.
The Purple Ninjas handed Dr. Stinky Breath the book that he had been reading earlier and then said,
Okay, boss. I'll go get you some more stinky juice. I'll be right back.
So, what do we have here? I wonder if there's anything interesting about hurricanes in this book. I wonder if there's a way to take over the world with this. I better get reading.
Back at the soccer field, Jaden was standing alone next to the soccer ball with every eye staring at him. You see, the game was tied, and it would now be decided
with penalty kicks. He had to make this shot.
Go, Jaden!
Yelled Ava. He took one deep breath, a very deep breath, and started running towards the ball. It was silent as everyone else was holding their breath. It was so quiet that even the sound of his cleats tearing through the grass as he ran could be heard. And then, all of a sudden,
yeah!
The crowd cheered as Jaden's shot splashed against the back of the net. He had scored! But the game was not over yet. You see, it was now Ava's turn as the goalkeeper to save the game. If she saved this next penalty kick from the other team, the game would be over and their team would advance to the championship. You see, Ava loved pressure. She loved being the one that the team could count on. She was incredible at removing all the distractions and focusing in on that ball. All her practice of stopping hundreds of penalty kicks before, it would all come down to this moment. As the kid from the other team stepped up and got ready to kick, Ava smiled. Not only was she ready, but she believed in herself. She believed that she could stop the ball and win the game. It all happened so fast. Ava stopped the shot and her whole team ran out onto the field. Ava, Ava, Ava. Jaden was the first one out running as fast as he could to pile on top of their goalkeeper, Ava. I knew you could do it, Ava! Ava braced for impact as her whole team mobbed and gave her big hugs to celebrate. Jaden, I can't believe it! Shouted Ava. We're going to the championship! This is the best day ever! You see, little did they know that as they were celebrating their amazing victory with their team on the field, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas were in the middle of building one of their most terrible plans ever. Even though Ava and Jaden think this is the best week ever because they're going to the championship game, it's all quickly going to change. Get ready, spies. We're going to need your help with this one. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next adventure of Spyology Squad.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Garrett, Wyatt, Sam, River, Logan, Marco, Sebastian, Alicia, Emily, and Sophia. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com. Fill out that form and we will send you an access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.